We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
When this is all over, I am going to have an all-staff meeting, and I am going to demand, that the login for the text line is anybody other than Mark Lavoie, because I'm trying to get on the text line, and he's got that stupid French last name, and I don't know how to spell it.
Lavoie.
Mark Lavoie. And Mark Lavoie is the guy that I use to get into the text line. And the French, A, don't know how to speak, and B, don't know how to spell. And every time I try to log in, I spell it wrong. And it's driving me crazy. And when we get back together, when all of this is over, I am demanding an all-staff meeting. I want something like Dana Wright. I know how to spell that. Or Sam Stevie, which is even kind of a weird German name, but whatever. I still know how to spell that. Mark Lavoie, Lavoie, has the weirdest last name, and it's I don't care how many times I try to spell it, I can't spell it right, and it's driving me crazy. Hi, Dana.
I agree. Hello. I'm glad that you did. I feel like you feel better.
I do.
Now that you've besmirched his good family name. But I did say yesterday, and I said this off the air to you, could we pick anyone else in the building to log on except Lavoie? Because I even know how to spell it, and sometimes the computer's even like, I don't know what you're trying to say.
Because it's French. Nobody likes the French. That's just a fact.
I like the French.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I think the Lavoies would disagree.
Well, the Lavoies can suck it because I can't get onto the text line right now, and I don't know how to spell his name, and it's driving me nuts, and I'm just being honest, okay?
Okay, so we're going to talk about a bunch of different stuff today. We are going to get to other news because I know you guys, especially on the text line that I've never looked at in a year, I've heard that you are saying, can we talk about some other things, mix it up a little bit? Mm-hmm. Yes, we are going to bounce around and mix it up a little bit today. You will always get your latest, of course, on the coronavirus at the top and the bottom of the hour with the news. We will talk some about it, but we do recognize that everybody from time to time needs a break, and there are other things to talk about. We're going to bounce around. So if you tune in at some point, maybe later today, and we're not talking about corona, and I guess I'm just asking you to resist the urge to think to yourself, what the hell are they doing? Why aren't they talking about coronavirus? We're going to try to mix it up just a little bit to just, everyone needs a break.
Yeah. Now, let me explain this, though, very quickly, because we did get, Dana, as you and I were talking off the air, a number of text messages yesterday, which I can't see right now because I can't spell Lavoie because it's a stupid name. But, well, it is. But there were several people that wrote in yesterday saying, oh, my God, can we talk about something else? Here's what I did before the show started. I went over to Quick Trip down the street from my house, and I bought the USA Today, the Kansas City Star, and the Wall Street Journal. I dropped more than $10 on newspapers today just looking for anything that wasn't coronavirus. And I found a couple. I did find a couple of stories, and we can talk about those later today. But most of the paper, all three of the papers that I bought, KC Star, USA Today, Wall Street Journal, are filled with coronavirus stories. So, you know, people are staying at home. Governments are not meeting. People are, thankfully, not committing crimes. And as we talked with the Overland Park police chief yesterday, you may recall, he said crime in Overland Park was down 20%, which is fantastic. A strange positive turn on everything that we're all going through. But it's hard to talk about other news when other news is not being made. And with every day in regards to coronavirus, there is a bigger story that we didn't have yesterday. For example, the death toll in the United States has now passed 1,000, sadly, God forbid. This morning, the jobless numbers came out. 3.3 million Americans filed for unemployment this week alone, which is four times the record for a week in the history of the United States. That includes the Depression and the Great Recession in 2008. The last time this many people filed for unemployment was 1978. Jimmy Carter. It's hard to ignore, and dare I forget, the Senate passed the $2 trillion stimulus package, which is double what they did in 2008, 2009 during the Great Recession. I mean, it's hard to get away from this story because it is all-encompassing. It literally takes up all the oxygen in the room, and that's just the way it is.
It's like Scott.
That hurt. That hurt a lot. Tell everybody who's joining us at 4 o'clock.
It takes up all of the oxygen in the room.
That hurts. That's painful. And not nice. That pain.
So, yes. At 4 o'clock, Dr. Dana Hawkinson, infectious disease specialist with the University of Kansas Health System, they have asked to come onto the program. I got a text about an hour ago that said, can we please have him on your show from 4 to 4:45? They are starting to see the upswing.
Oh, that's not good news.
They're starting to see it. And so she said for the University of Kansas Health System, they are going to start releasing the numbers every morning at 8 a.m. so that we have an idea what those numbers look like. And I'm going to reach out to HCA and see what those numbers look like. But she said the upswing is here. We're starting to see it.
I mean, this is the first time they've asked to, I mean, in the past, in the last week or two, we've asked them to join us. This is the first time they've asked to come on the show preemptively without us having to call first.
Correct.
That I'll be honest, that concerns me.
Yeah.
All right. In other news today, Tom Brady is trying to trademark the name TBTB 2020. Tom Brady, Tampa Bay 2020. Just thought I'd bring that up.
Wow.
I mean, because nothing else is going on, and Tom Brady needs to make sure that he makes a little bit more extra money.
Thanks, Tom.
Tuberculosis 2020?
Right. No, I'm not. I kid you not, man. I was watching the news today, and I just couldn't take it anymore. And I know a lot of you are the same way. It's just like, oh, my God, enough already. So I go to ESPN just to see what they're talking about. I can't even imagine being a sports broadcaster in a time like this when there is nothing going on. And by the way, is it me or is everybody who is signing with a new team only signing one-year contracts? I thought that was weird. Anyway, Tom Brady, ESPN reported, is trying to trademark TBTB 2020. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And the only reason I thought it was interesting was because it didn't have the words coronavirus in it.
Well, yeah, but it has the word tuberculosis in it. The second you said that, I'm like, why would you want to be TBTB? That's like tuberculosis times two.
Tom Brady, Tampa Bay.
Tuberculosis.
No, that's not. No. So anyway, when you're not rich enough, make sure you trademark stuff so that other people can't make money off of your name. That's all.
I don't think anyone was going after TB. Not in this environment. I think you're safe, Tom. You just wasted the $2,600 it takes to trademark the name.
Funny, I just had a hashtag TBTB2020.
You did?
I was kidding.
Oh. Stop talking, please. You're in timeout for 5 minutes. That should last through the commercial break. Telephone number here is 576-7798. We know you're all hunkered down. We will get to a bunch of stories here in a little bit. AMC Theaters, by the way, furloughing all of their employees, including the CEO. That was interesting. We'll get to that and much more in just a moment. Also, with the unemployment numbers that came out today, 3.3 million Americans filing for unemployment. And God bless all of you who've had to do that. I'd love to hear from some of you. Did you have to file for unemployment this week? Are you one
of
the three?
How did you do it, Scott? Yeah. Well, I had a friend who tried to file. She goes, good luck. Good hold of anyone. Good luck talking to anyone. Good luck getting through it on your own. Good luck.
They said this morning on the news, Dana, it's interesting you bring that up, that the numbers will actually be higher next week because the system was overloaded this week because people could not get in.
Yeah.
576-7798. If you were one of the 3.3 million, we would love to hear from you. We pray for you. God bless you. 576-7798. Dow is currently up 913 points. Story here from Hanover, Pennsylvania. Bad person. A Pennsylvania grocery store was forced to throw out an estimated $35,000 worth of food yesterday after a woman purposely coughed on produce, meat, bakery items, and more. According to the owner of Garrity's supermarket chain, the woman walked into the store yesterday afternoon and proceeded to cough on several items in several areas. Staff was able to remove the woman from the store and contact police quickly, but the damage had already been done. Joe Fasula, a co-owner of the chain, shared the information with customers on their Facebook page, and he wrote, and I quote, "Today was a very challenging day. At 2:20 this afternoon, I got a call from the Hanover Township store. The manager informed me that a woman, who the police know to be a chronic problem in the community, came into the store and proceeded to purposely cough on our fresh produce and a small section of our bakery, meat, and groceries. While there is little doubt this woman was doing it as a very twisted prank, we will not take any chances with the health and well-being of our customers."
Okay, a couple things. Not only did this waste of oxygen do what she did, the store's out $35,000 during a time that we need to be not wasting food and during a time where the margins are so thin on grocery store products anyway. She also now has to be tested. They don't think she has it, but now she has to be tested. So we're wasting a test on this woman, like the Harvey Weinstein wasted test. Yep. We are wasting a test on this idiot in Pennsylvania. There, as you know, Scott, a Missouri man licked several sticks of deodorant in Walmart a couple of days ago. This was in our stack yesterday. And here's something interesting. On Tuesday, the Justice Department sent out a memo to all 93 attorneys general and the heads of federal law enforcement agencies, this was Tuesday, giving them the green light to use anti-terrorism laws to prosecute those who are threatening to intentionally infect others with the coronavirus. Now read that, Scott. This isn't, "I did infect you," like with the HIV laws, knowingly passing it on. This is the threat to infect you, which means you don't even have to have it. to go into a store and cough on produce, they can now use terrorism laws to prosecute this woman. And I'm going to be honest, I think they should.
Terrorism.
Yes. Is this not spreading terror?
Yeah, in a twisted use of the word, I guess it is. Yeah, I guess you could argue that this is terror. People are terrified of getting coronavirus. We see that every day. By the way, my neighborhood's going to get really fit when this is all over with. I couldn't imagine how many people were out walking today. Kimmy in Independence. Good afternoon, Kimmy. You're on with Dana and Parks. Hi.
Good afternoon, Scott and Dana. I work for a health club. And I work with the children in the kids club area, which means they work out, we take care of the children. But anyway, they locked our doors down on a Monday night. I've been there 7 years. But kids club is only open 4 hours. I mean, it was only for about 5-6 hours a day. And I only work 4 days a week, but I've been there 7 years. But I was denied my money for extra income.
Say that last sentence again, please.
I was denied when I turned in my for income, you know, for
unemployment.
For unemployment, yes, sir. I was denied, and it didn't take them long to send me a letter either. And I've been there 7 years.
Well, wait.
But because I was only 4 days a week, which wasn't full time, and they did not pay for my medical expenses at work, that way I was denied unemployment.
And I ask out of ignorance, is unemployment only available to people who are full time?
You know what? That's what I'm wondering. Saying on my phone, and it said, because I've already applied. I applied as soon as the next 2 days. But they said, anyone which has applied for unemployment, at first when I called, they said, you need to fill out so many days that you have looked for work and have to turn that into us. Mm-hmm. Now when they call me, they said, because of the virus, you get your unemployment check, and you do not have to apply for any jobs. Now, that was just according to a call just 10 minutes before I called you. Well, that don't apply to me because I'm not going to get it. But that was the phone call.
Well, what are you going to do if you don't get unemployment?
But they only went 2 years.
No, I understand, but what are you going to do if you don't get unemployment?
Well, I don't know. I get my Social Security. That's why I took the job. It's because I only wanted part-time. And it's the children, and it's the gym. And, you know, it was nice. And I've been there a long time. That's why I kept it. It wasn't full-time work. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got rent coming in. I got car payment. I got a lot of bills coming in. I don't know what I'm going to do. Those two checks that I got at that health club, can I mention the name?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was a big income to me. It may not have been full time, but it was a big income, and it was only minimum wage, which cut my money down low when I turned it in. I've never made more than minimum wage there. Hmm. 7 years. Hmm. But it wasn't full time. So they denied me.
Well, Kimmy, God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott.
God bless you.
All right, honey. All right, honey. Bye-bye.
All right, kiddo. You be good. 576-7798. Steve and the others online, 576-7798. You guys hang tight, and we'll get to all of you in just a moment. 3.3 million Americans filed for unemployment this week alone. That is four times the largest weekly number ever. Were you one? What are you going to do? Maybe you're in a situation, God forbid, like Kimmy, and you don't know where the next check's coming from. 576-7798. Hey, don't forget, Dr. Dana Hawkinson is going to join us right after the 4 o'clock news. They've asked us to put him on the air. That's a first. Which has me a little bit concerned, Dana, right? I must confess.
We usually have to drag him. Please, will you come back? Please?
You look like Daniel Craig, and you're super informative. And would you come on the air with us and talk to us and tell us about coronavirus? And then they called you today. and said, Dr. Dana wants to get on the air.
Well, if Dr. Dana wants on the air, Dr. Dana's getting on the air.
Hello.
Have you heard, by the way, all of these women who have the hots for Andrew Cuomo? It's a thing. Women are losing their damned mind. There was something on Twitter last night that said, is Governor Cuomo single, not asking for a friend?
Not. he is not single. He is. No, he's not married. He has a partner that he's been with for like 15 years.
I think they just split. And I know that because I'm a bored person at home too. And I looked it up. I'm sorry. I did. I looked it up.
Are you crazy?
I'm sorry. I was curious. He's kind of hot. I'm bored. We're all so bored.
We're so sorry, Chris Ketz.
Does Ketz know that you looked up Andrew Cuomo online?
I looked him up for show prep.
No, you did not. You are a liar. You are a liar.
Hey, I am a news consumer because I'm a news spitter outer on the show, and I knew that this would come up, and so I looked it up.
Does Ketz know that you looked up Andrew Cuomo's marital status? Do you? Stop. Do you think he's hot?
Yes, I do. I find him to be in control and authoritative in a very calming kind of way. Like my husband is the same way, honestly.
So is it his looks or is it the power? Is it the control?
It's
what
the,
is it that... No, 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 no,
like
no, 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 wait. Is it his face? Is it his physique? Is it the power? Is it the money? Is it the control? What is it?
I don't know. He's kind of America's voice right now. And we're all stuck at home. I'll tell you, there's a whole lot of articles about the women swooning over him, Scott, because we're all stuck at home and we're bored. And, you know, I don't know.
You perverted, lonely, isolated women.
Listen to this. It's like all these women are back in high school. We're all in our pajamas eating ice cream in bed. And here's this guy in a sharp suit looking, I don't know, all clean. They dubbed him the Love Gov.
Okay. All right. I've had enough.
It's a hashtag.
Oh, my God. Kelly just texted me. He's kind of sexy. I'm sorry. What the hell? That is incorrect.
Yeah, if you look up hashtag LoveGov, you will get results.
I'm going to the phones because I can't deal with you anymore. Steve and Olathe.
You're wearing an AARP shirt, by the way, for everyone listening.
Well, you know what? I got it for free, so what do you care? Steve, what's up, man?
We love you. Daddy issues Dana. Don't ever change.
Daddy issues Dana. That's right.
Listen, you guys. In order to keep my Escalade, I got to get a job with the census, and they're telling us August 15th before I can even start correcting some of the information that people send in. So, strap in for the long haul. This thing ain't going away soon. But the most important thing is that the golf courses are open in Topeka. Now, I was broke when I feel like I'm 23 again. My kids are grown. You know, I can do whatever I want. The gas is $1.63 at the K7 and out west. So I'm driving to Topeka every day, pretty much going fishing.
Wait, Steve, hang on. You said you feel like you're 23 again. Are you unemployed and drunk?
Well, yeah, pretty much every day. Yeah. So this is the important point: is that the golf courses are open. I can go play tennis. Yes. I can fish. Now, I've always wanted to be one of those kids that, like, could sit on Mass Street and drink all day at Wheat State Brewery, just bring a crew of, like, less than 10, maybe 8 or something, and play cards and get into fights with people that walk up and down the street. So this next month that I'm planning may be extremely productive. I can either drive down to Oklahoma and hit the strip clubs and the casinos and the bars where everything is going down there in Mississippi. But I think it would be a lot more fun to try and infiltrate and relive my college days and to start brawls on Mass Street. When people get really bored, you know they're going to start going to the – they're going to start ignoring this thing eventually. And that's why Trump's coming down with this new order from the governors. I think it's going to limit us to less than five. But, what's my move here? Do I get drunk every day in Lawrence, or do I go to Oklahoma and Mississippi? This is extremely important.
Extremely important.
Let me just say, Scott, Missouri has waived fishing permit requirements during the coronavirus outbreak. I'm not sure about Kansas. Mm. So if you want to go fish, that's a good thing to get out and go do. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you're 6 feet away from the person next to you.
Right.
You can still golf. They've asked that you don't touch the flag. You have to walk, which is great exercise. You can do that by yourself out in open country. I don't know about the drinking. And on Mass Street, I think you'd be alone. I saw a photo of Mass Street the other day, and it looks like a ghost town.
I thought the bars were supposed to be closed.
There's nobody on Mass Street.
Yeah. Well, there's nobody on any street. I mean, I was driving down Shawnee Mission Parkway this morning. It's like a damn ghost town. You know, but Steve, to your question about what you need to do, probably not the best idea to ask a recovering alcoholic whether you need to go and drink. But I'll tell you this, if I wasn't one, I probably would. I'd probably be on Mass Street firing them down. I don't know about the fighting. I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, because to fight, you'd have to be within that 6 foot.
Yeah. So I would drink, but I wouldn't fight. And whether you need to go to Oklahoma or not, friend, I think you got bigger problems than I do. I'm just being honest. But
hey, Scott.
Yo.
Fun question from a friend of mine, Sean McClinney. Love you, Sean, if you're listening. Topic for discussion. With everyone getting out and walking, what is the etiquette for what side of the street you walk on? We have a crazy dog. We have to make sure we're on the opposite side of other oncoming dogs. Mm. I thought it was common knowledge that you walk on the left into traffic. Dana Wright, question?
Well, if there's no sidewalk, I would guess that you walk on the left side into oncoming traffic so that you can see them and they can see you. But if you have this is the dumbest question, Sean, that I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, I don't think so at all. I think it's a great question.
If you have a sidewalk, it doesn't really matter what side of the street you walk on. You walk on the side of the street with the sidewalk.
Well, we don't have a sidewalk, and I always walk on the left facing traffic assume the dumb coming at me is on their cell phone, and I want to see it before it hits me.
Yeah, I mean, you want to know that the pain is coming before you actually
experience. I want to know
what's coming. Sure. Sure.
Correct.
You want to know you're about to get hurt before the pain actually arrives. I agree with that 100%. Yeah. Let's grab one more caller before we get to the break. Who do we got? Scott, Independence. Scott, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're doing well, my friend. Thank you for asking, and God bless you.
Well, good. So am I. So, at least for now. Hey, the young lady that was from the health club that wasn't able to get unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
You got me to thinking. I mean, the first call I would make would be to my creditors to ask them, what can you do for me? I've lost my job. I've been gainfully employed, and I lost my job through no fault of my own because of this stupid virus. And so what can you do for me, and what can we negotiate here?
You know, Scott and Dana, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Let me just remark quickly, because I know you're on a slight delay. And Scott, thank you for the question. The banks do not want to kick you out of your home. The banks do not want to repossess your car. Not now. And I think you give really, really good advice that you need to call my car's through U.S. Bank. My house is through CapFed. If I was not able to make a payment, I would call them, because the last thing, and Dana, I think you would know that, not that you've ever had to deal with a foreclosure or anything like that. I'm not suggesting that, but you're very intelligent. The last thing the banks want to do is kick you out of your house or come in the middle of the night and repossess your car.
Right.
Okay. Good feedback.
No, I agree with you. And not only do they not want to do that for you, They don't want to do that for you times 100,000 people right now.
Because this will end at some point. And, you know, we don't know when that is, but it will end. And when it does end, they want you to pay your mortgage. They want you to pay your car payment. And I think banks are solvent enough that they can survive through this.
And is it true, Scott, it's going to be about 3 weeks before the checks start to arrive if you qualify for the $1,200?
I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you. If you make less than $75,000, you're going to receive $1,200. If you're a married couple that makes less than $150,000, you'll get $2,400. Plus, and I don't know how this works with single folks, but definitely for married folks, you get $500 per child as well. But I heard this morning on the news that the checks will not start going out until May, early May. Yeah. So, help's coming, but you're going to have to last at least another month and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are
logistical problems for some people even getting those checks. I mean, if you've moved, if, you know, there's an additional hoop that you have to jump through. If, you know, like one of my children is of legal adult age. How does he qualify at age 20? And if so, I mean, do students qualify? I haven't seen anything about that. Or is he counted as a, quote, child in one of our households? There are a lot of questions about the younger kids, Scott, that I don't know the answer to.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Dana. And I thought about that this morning when the news was going on. And, you know, I know Jack is 20. Sarah's 18. She is, as Jack is, a legal adult. She does not make $75,000 a year, and I know Jack doesn't. So do they qualify for $1,200? The answer would have to be yes. I mean, you can't claim Jack any more than I can claim Sarah on my taxes. So they are an independent adult who doesn't make $75,000. So you would have to think that both our adult children would qualify for $1,200. I don't know.
And, you know, honestly, Scott, he is so fortunate. He has such an amazing job in the summer in Colorado, as you know. We don't know the status of that job for him this summer. He works with special needs kids in Colorado. It is outdoors. It's in a remote. It is in a very remote area. But we don't know if he will have a job that he's, you know, already been hired on to do starting in May. We just don't know.
You know, and as you're talking, I couldn't help but think those kids need him to work more than he needs to work. Telephone number here is 576-7798. On Wall Street, the Dow is currently up 885 points. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Park, Sam Stevie III here on KMBZ.
All the small things. Truth brings, I'll take one lift, your ride, best trip, always, I know, you'll be at my show.
We all need a little comedic relief in these strange times. I just got a text. You know, I coach with a guy named Dustin. I don't know when we're going to coach again, but I just got a text.
I was going to say, how's that going?
Not good. It's not going well. Haven't seen these kids in a long time. But he just sent me a text. He said, I've been advised to check in on my senior citizens. How are you doing? And I wrote back a word that ends in hole, but I can't say the full word. Anyway. Sam, I don't have my Facebook up, so can you just send us to the next caller if you would be so kind?
Let's go to Doug in Lenexa.
Oh, yeah. Doug. Hey, Doug.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to tell you, I'm considered part of the essential workers. Now, I really don't believe I'm essential. I think that the people who were named essential had the big voting block or money or something behind them to twist arms. And today I was out doing my essential work, part of the real estate process, and I'm in somebody's house. I was there with mask, gloves, and boots. The agent shows up. Nothing. Plumber shows up, nothing. Termite inspector shows up, nothing. Water one shows up to turn the water on, nothing. And they came in the house. So people are not taking this serious. I stopped off at Costco on my way home. I was the only guy walking around with anything on. And, you know, it makes me think driving down the road. I grew up in the late 60s, and every night on the nightly news, we had the body count on CBS by Walter Cronkite. How many people were killed in Vietnam?
Yep.
And people were outraged. They were in the streets. So when we have the body count now every night on CBS, why aren't people outraged that people aren't taking it serious and aren't staying home because they will kill people?
Dana, go ahead.
Yeah, so, and we would love to hear from our real estate agents on this. This is apparently office by office, and I understand everything you just said. However, I have several very, very close friends of mine who are real estate agents, and in their offices, they have changed everything, everything with the way they do business, Scott. They are strongly encouraged not to hold open houses. I think that about within the last couple of days has gone away for obvious reasons. But Mindy told me if they go in to show a home, they're trying to show them virtually. But if you absolutely have to go in to show a home, listen to this, you cannot touch anything. The agent opens the door with a Clorox wipe. You are not to turn on or off any lights. You walk in, you look around, you don't touch the banister, you follow the agent, and you walk out with the same Clorox wipe. They, you know, do the door, and then it's, and then that's done. And so there are people following the rules. Maybe this is someone who the rules haven't caught up in that office, or I'm not sure, but even if you're selling your home, Scott, you don't want people tracing in and out of your home, bringing it in and out either. Now, if the house is vacant, if it is a vacant listing, I do think that's different. If it's vacant, I think it's different.
You know, it's funny that he called in and that you mentioned that, and what Mindy had told you, because Kelly and I have talked very seriously about selling my house this summer and moving in together. But, I mean, A, am I losing money if I sell these days? B, is anybody even going to look at my house right now? C, do I even want anybody looking in my house right now when this has become my KMBZ studio? This is where I live and work 23 hours out of every day. I take 1 hour to leave the house and go to Kelly's to work out in the morning. But for 23 hours a day, this is where I am. It's where I live, and it's where I work.
Scott, houses are selling right now. She was telling me one of their agents sold three last week. It's happening. People are either buying or selling for a variety of reasons, okay? And clearly the interest rates have dropped. It's a great time even to refinance. The mortgage companies are doing great. It can be done, but let me ask you this. Would you buy a home only touring it virtually, or would you have to go in? And here's the problem with the virtual tour. You can make rooms look a lot bigger than they are with new photography technology.
Oh, yes, you
Everything's
can.
So shiny. It's like, God, look at the size of that bathroom. That must be 30 by 30.
Somebody would buy my house and be like, oh, damn. We got played.
I thought I bought a full house.
It looked like 2,000 square
feet. The rest of it?
Looked like 2,000 square feet online. It's only 1,000. And this bedroom is tiny.
They mentioned a cave.
Could you buy a house without seeing it?
Would I buy a house without seeing it? Absolutely not. No way. No way.
You would have the plans, the design plans. You could drive by it.
What? No. Here's the thing, though, Dana. What are you not showing me?
Well, that's what inspections are for.
No, piss off. What are you not showing me online that I would have seen if I was there in person?
Well, what do you mean, like a body? I mean, or do you mean like wood rot? The inspector's going to find the wood rot.
I understand the inspector's going to find the wood rot, but, you know, that looks like it's kind of a light blue. But in real life, it's really a dark blue or it's purple.
That's what paint's for.
I'm not buying a house to repaint it. I'm buying a house to move in. Crazy? I would never buy a house without seeing it in person. Absolutely not. And walking around the outside doesn't count. No.
Google Earth?
Okay. I love you in God's way. 576-7798. 576-7798. Wall Street just closed up. Well, still wrapping up. 1,300 points at the moment. Good day on Wall Street. Dana Wright, we'll get to the news in just a moment. Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.